Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
These are the kind of things, I mean, we've done some cute ones, the selling of the bricks, you know, Kid Rock being an idiot, but no one really got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Gonna make you happy today, Tammy Burns. Country music we shall play.
Yeehaw.
I'm gonna start with a sad story. There was a college student on a trip to Nashville. His name was Riley Strain. He was at Luke Bryan's Bar, which is known as Luke's 32 Bridge. He was blatantly overserved. He was drunk. There's mm-hmm. no two ways about it.
Right.
Leaves the bar, 9:32 p.m., March 8th. They find his credit card a few days later. And then yesterday, I say yesterday, but see, we're recording this on 3/23. So yesterday would be 3/22, March 22. They found his body in the Cumberland River in West Nashville. Police say apparently no foul play-related trauma was observed. An autopsy is pending. And it looks like he did what we think he did. He got drunk, he wandered down to the river, he fell in, and he drowned.
Yep.
That kicked off the idea. Have you ever heard the thing, well, I've got a lot of money, what should I do? Well, whatever you do, don't open a restaurant or a bar. And the reason you don't open a restaurant or a bar is because they fail almost 100% of the time. And you say, but what about these big corporations that have the bar? Well, they have the money to let it die out. And it looks like Nashville is kind of the epicenter of all of this. So from this Riley Strain story, I thought, how many other big country stars own a bar in Nashville, and what problems have they had? I have 13 different stories.
13
to tell you.
That's like an unlucky number, really.
Right. And they're not as bad as the Riley Strain story. But still, if you open a bar, obviously people want to feel good, but you have to have your bar keeps know that you just shut it down. Absolutely not. Well, they're going to get angry. Well, tough luck. You know, sorry, but you came out. So don't open a restaurant. Don't open a bar, and we'll tell you some other things that occurred, who owned the bars, and whether it was something that the patrons did or something that the owners did. And we will begin with Luke Bryant and back to tell you some more stories here on Rock School.
You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the Young Bucks.
For me,
hot country girl.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
All right, coming out of Luke Bryan, did you know that the Florida-Georgia line, which was country rap, I guess, they had a restaurant called FLG House. Did you know that?
I did not.
I didn't know they were that popular.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Well, not anymore, they're not. Ooh. The band broke up due to differing politics.
Yep, one Democrat, one Republican. Right.
Now, that we did a whole show on this. There's a ton of bands that have people who have differing, you know, political views.
Yeah.
You and I have some differing political views. And we're not going to get a divorce tomorrow. I don't know why these guys, if they were this popular, would have given up on such a thing.
I don't know why they opened a bar there anyway. Why don't you go to Florida-Alabama line and open one right there?
You mean Florida-Georgia?
Yeah, Florida-Georgia, like Florabama.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. But, you know, one of them's conservative, one of them's Democrat, and because of that, they have to hate one another. I am nervous about this election.
You certainly don't open a bar together if you're upset,
I wouldn't open a bar with you.
They can't even sing together on stage.
Yeah, it's really, even the police were able to handle it. They just traveled in separate limos. You know, I guess the limos help. Travel in separate limos, travel separate airfare, and only saw each other on stage. And even then, they snarled at each other. But the fact remains, they were smart enough to realize, hey, this is the golden cow.
Right.
Let's hang on to it. Okay. Did you know Kid Rock had a bar in Nashville?
No.
It was, pardon me, I'm wrong. It's in Detroit. It's in Detroit. It was called, now you got to understand how much of a poet Kid Rock is. It is called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
I like it.
Now that fits,
I would go there.
That fits nicely on a business card or something like that. Well,
beer, dancing, the whole thing, right?
I'm sure that's what it is. Okay, well, what happened? Kid Rock went on a drunken, profanity-laced, racist rant against Oprah Winfrey.
No.
And apparently he did it in Nashville. That's where my brain got the things mixed up. Now,
okay,
his place is in Detroit, as he calls it. Detroit, as every other living human being does. But he was in Nashville when he did it. The billionaire family, their name is Illich. They own the arena in which the restaurant was housed, and announced they had voluntarily decided not to renew Kid Rock's license.
Ruh-roh.
Kid Rock went ahead and conceded he's a loudmouth jerk at time, but, quote, trying to label me as racist is a joke and actually does a disservice to the African-American community. Okay. I didn't hear I'm sorry in there anywhere, but that's fine. The Kid Rock bar has been named by, or has been replaced by, a bar called Mixing Board. I don't think that's a long enough name. I just really don't. You're going to see like the shadows of the other things that Kid Rock done. Here's Kid Rock on Rock School.
Fast on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
Okay, the next one I'm going to do is going to test your politics, and I just think that's kind of funny. No, don't take me wrong. I enjoy politics. I love them, but I try to stay as center as humanly possible, which allows me to complain about both sides. I'm a registered independent. Okay, do you know who John Rich is of Big and Rich?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know, ride a save a horse, ride a cowboy,
oh,
I think
look
was their
at
big
you.
One. Yeah, step back. His Nashville bar is called the Redneck Riviera, and every time Fox and Friends in the morning goes to Nashville, they go to this Nashville bar, Redneck Riviera. Well, because of Bud Light sending some stuff to Dylan Mulvaney, a trans woman, This guy, John Rich, got upset and went on a crusade against Dylan Mulvaney. And you probably know the story that Bud Light had a whole big backlash and their stock took a bit of a tumble. It's back on its way up now. But that's only one side of the story. There is also another place in town that's owned by Garth Brooks. Any idea which one of his big famous songs he used to name his bar?
Something rodeo.
I would have thought the same thing.
I would have called it the rodeo, I guess.
Yeah, so would I. That's the first thing that popped into my head. However, it's called Friends in Low Places and Honky Tonk. What is with naming your bar with an alphabet?
I don't know.
That's a lot of stuff. Well, Garth Brooks announced that he was going to sell Bud Light. This is where we're planting our flag? Really? This is where we're planting our flag? Saying, if you're an butthole, there are plenty of other places on Lower Broadway, meaning a street in Nashville,
right.
not New York City.
Right.
It is in direct opposition to John Rich saying he would not sell Bud Light.
Right.
Garth Brooks made the statement, if you are let into this house, meaning his Friends in Low Places Honky Tonk, love one another, which is kind of an equivalent to the sign I saw in every bar when I was in high school and afterward and in college and afterwards that said, be nice or go home.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. So it's a big fight over Bud Light. I wouldn't drink light beer. I can't drink much beer anyway because of my heart attack, but...
I wouldn't fight over it.
I wouldn't fight over a light beer.
I wouldn't fight over it either.
Yeah, but there you go. So if you like Fox News, you run to John Rich's place. If you like Bud Light, you run to Garth Brooks' place. One again. What a dumb place to put your flag in the ground.
Yeah, it ain't smart.
Here you go. Garth Brooks on Rock School.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear
that I'll be okay.
Coming into the first break, do you know Miranda Lambert?
Huh? Yeah, I do.
She's kind of a country rock type person. Yeah, she has a bar called Casa Rose, meaning House of Rose.
Nice.
I've been fluent in Spanish for less than a day. Here's the problem. Apparently, it's a nice place. However, it has had numerous accusations of food poisoning against it. I did a Google search. It brought up a lot of cases and posts of people at least making accusations of food poisoning. Here's my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a major city like Nashville,
yes,
and you have all of those claims of food poisoning against you,
mm-hmm,
I can't imagine the city of Nashville would allow you to stay in business.
No.
If nothing else, they would shut you down until you came up to standard, and then they would allow you to reopen.
Right.
I think that's the low end of it. At the high end, they'll shut it down. It leads me to believe this was some kind of a concerted online effort.
Yeah, shut her down.
Right, where one person said, oh, I hate Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
I went to her place and I had a burrito and my head exploded. And then mine too. And everybody wants to be part of the crowd. As I tell my persuasion students, you know, we are pack animals. We want to be part of a group. And if that group is online going after Miranda Lambert, she's not human. When you're online, she's not human.
Wow.
She is a person, and that's what I think happened. Because if all these people had food poisoning from Casa Rose,
yeah,
wouldn't be open.
No.
It would be shut down in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened. Remember we said at the beginning of the, don't
this is
open.
This is ugly.
Don't open our restaurant. Who's listening to us?
Ooh, don't open it in Nashville. How about that? Rocks Network, rocksnetwork.co.uk.
Excellent. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Out of the break, I know you like Toby Keith.
Yeah,
huh?
I do.
Who's
yeah.
your daddy? Who's your daddy? Ooh. How do you like me now? You could probably pick it out that he had bars. He mm-hmm. has passed away since stomach cancer, but he must have had 20 bars called I Love This Bar. Okay? They're all closing. Why?
Oh.
Because he has passed? No, absolutely not. There was a place called Boomtown Entertainment. Like I said, a lot of these guys don't open it on their own. What they do is they hook up with a franchising group.
Right.
And then open it that way. Boomtown Entertainment is who he was with. And he was going into malls and other places where there were multiple places to eat and such. Airports, da-da-da-da-da. Well, the franchise now has $19 million in lawsuits. Because what they did was sign a contract, open a bar, and then didn't pay any of their bills.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. Boomtown Entertainment just said, nope, $19 million. It says here that at least three times what they did was begin the build, quit, walk away, and just leave the project unfinished, and then ghost, disappear. Gone.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's when you're dealing with something like that, that's just blatant fraud. That's not, hey, let's do a lawsuit to get this guy to respond to us. That's just blatant fraud.
This is the guy that comes in to build your swimming pool and only does, what, $20,000 worth
and then
takes
leaves.
Off with your money, right?
And then leaves. Absolutely. Here's Toby
Nasty.
Keith. And by the way, it's your favorite. Should have been a cowboy.
Aww.
Here on Rock School.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. Better learn to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
All right, welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
We'll do 7 days here in just a moment. But first, Luke Combs, remember him? The Category 10. That is the name of his bar. And what he said he would be doing are live streams with Miller Lite. And he just can't get them to work. Every time he's tried, it has failed miserably. So what he does is literally records it to a, this is what he should do from the get-go, records it to a video, puts it up on YouTube or wherever.
Right.
And then has the audacity to put a virtual tip jar there because his bartenders, he's now claims, are out of work. No, it's not terrible, but it's one of those things, you know, it's gotta eat at you like nobody's business. All right, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, April 29th all the way through May 5th. Go ahead, Tammy.
April 29, 1975, Bing Crosby's White Christmas marks the end of the Vietnam War as the American Radio Service plays the tune during the fall of Saigon.
April 30th, 2004, Michael Jackson is arraigned on his child molestation charges, pleading not guilty to 10 different criminal counts.
May 1, 2023, Gordon Lightfoot dies at 84.
May 2, 1995, Pink Floyd's album The Wall goes diamond with sales of 10 million records.
May 3, 1976, Paul McCartney opens his first tour, Wings, over America.
May 4th, 1970, the shooting on Kent State's campus occurs. It leads to Neil Young's song Ohio and also to the formation of the band Devo. They were on campus at the time and decided to create a band to make comments about it. May 5th, 1962, the Shirelles go to number one in America with Soulja Boy. All right, let's do one that, I don't know, this looks to me like it is going to be bad. I don't know how else to say it.
Even before you read it, you're
even
thinking
I
bad?
Know it. I know it. You know who Eric Church is? No?
No, I don't think so. Who
yeah,
is that?
He's another kind of low-level, up-and-coming, one-of-a-thousand guys with guns and a hat and tight jeans.
Ooh, I like it already, though.
Let's make another Garth Brooks and put him out there.
Okay.
Well, he put out an album called Chief, and so he called his bar Chiefs.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
The country music star made the statement that you, the fans, you, the people who listen to me, you helped build my career brick by brick. So, he is selling the deed, a deed. And I'm like, a deed. You know what deed means?
Tell me.
You flat out own it.
Okay.
We have a deed on this house.
Yeah, we do.
Okay?
Yes.
I understand putting up a brick and saying, I'll put your name on it for something dollars.
Right.
And then you drink for half price, you know, something like that.
Love it.
That's not what he's doing. He's giving a deed to individual bricks that form the building. Fans also received first of an ongoing series of digital collectibles. Well, this is what they should have gotten, but claiming they physically own the brick? They also get exclusive content, other fan perks. Never before heard demos, blah, 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 blah. Each brick, depending on where it is $49 to $499. Now, here's my question. What happens if he sells the building? Do I get to go get my brick?
Well, listen.
And which brick is mine?
Do they pay taxes also?
That's a good question. Let's say this company, that Chiefs owns it, starts to go into arrears. Are they going to go after the bricklayers to have some money? I know what you're thinking. Joe, you're really overthinking this. I don't think I am. You gotta know somebody is going to legally say, I want my brick.
Right.
What if he goes into foreclosure?
Blow it up, man. Give me my brick.
Are these people going to come up and go, I'm giving you my $499 back because I don't want to be involved in the foreclosure lawsuit.
Dang, he really took the song A Brick in the Wall to
yeah,
heart,
I agree.
Didn't he?
Now, don't get me wrong. It's cute. It's neat. But what he should have done, we have this at school.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we have a Buy a Brick fundraiser. And they print your name on a brick somewhere in on campus. When
yeah.
I retire, I'm going to buy a brick and I want it right near the bathrooms. Because I think that's funny. Here's your $100. I want Joe Burns Memorial Toilet. Something like that. I don't think they'll print that, but I want it near a toilet. But this, he's giving them a deed. And I don't think you can be cute about that.
Somebody you know? Thinks he can.
I don't know. Here's Eric Church on Rock School.
Climb.
Coming into the second break, these are the kind of things, I mean, we've done some cute ones, the selling of the bricks, you know, Kid Rock being an idiot, but no one really got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple. We've already talked about the one that was at Luke Bryan's where the young man died. Tragic, horrible. Here's a couple more that just aren't so great. Dirk Bentley, remember him?
Oh,
what
yeah.
was I thinking?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
He has a place called Whiskey Row. Four of his six security guards are going to be charged with killing someone. August 16, 2021, security guards at Whiskey Row reportedly told Dallas Barrett, that's a guy, to leave the premises. There was an altercation. They restrained him. He said he couldn't breathe. 911 was called. They performed CPR. He dies later that night. Now, this location and the one in Denver has not closed. But what is Dirk Bentley doing? Well, he's separating himself from it. This was a company that we hired. This was not... You know, what are you going to do? Hire your brother?
Right.
But yeah, he's trying to distance himself from it.
Aww.
That's scary. I'll give you another one. Jason Aldean's Rooftop Bar. He's in a fight right now because a woman named Laura Murphy claims racial profiling. Her husband is African-American, and the two of them stop by to go in and eat and drink, which is what you do at a bar. The guy at the front said, please take your hoodie off. If you don't take your hoodie off, you can't come in. So there was sort of words back and forth, and the guy finally said, okay, I'll take it off, but they still refused to let him in. Once again, the bar owners are claiming it was a third-party group working security, and I'm not giving you the whole story because it was just flat out, they didn't like him because. See what I'm getting at? And of course, people are distancing, and they're going to blame it on the third party and all that, but what's the old statement? Heavy hangs the head that wears the crown. Sorry, man, your name is on the door.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have to, you and Dirk Bentley, you're going to have to eat this one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Who's listening to us?
KHNS, Skagway, Alaska.
Beautiful. Thank you. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Okay, coming out of the break, we were talking about, I've never been to Nashville. I've been to a bunch of other places in Tennessee, but have never been to Nashville. You, on the other hand, have walked down Broadway as part of a thing with your company, right?
Multiple times.
Yeah, and you've been to a few, I won't say which ones, but you've been, you say, to at least two of these bars, and you think you have been to a third one, which leads me to believe you had one or two lemon drops to go along with that.
No, there were no lemon drops, and let me tell you. There were no lemon drops. It was just regular beer in a bottle.
They wouldn't make you a cocktail?
Nope. Listen, here's the other thing. The food was okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, being from this area.
Louisiana.
In Louisiana. I mean, every place you go, the food is really good.
Oh, you could order a sneaker and it would come out and you could
be in the worst bar ever and somebody's making gumbo or something really good. And that... To me, Nashville's kind of like Dollywood, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's bright lights and kind of a lot of booze and kind of fake food to me.
Wow. I've never been there, so I can't say anything, but I'm guessing you see it corporate. I do know I've seen pictures. It seems like a ton of neon.
The first time I ever went to Nashville, it was all just juke joints.
Yeah.
And you'd walk from one to one, and it would be cute and just little personal places, and now all of that seems to be gone. It's just very Disney to me.
Wow. Now, I still want to go.
Yeah. No, so, yeah.
So you went the first time, and it was like Beale Street in Memphis.
Yes.
Honest to God blues bars.
Real stuff. Real musicians, people trying to make it all, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, where the only non-smoking section is to lie on the floor.
But now, you know, they have opened themselves up, and they have all of these tourists coming there. And, you know, they're going to have to figure out how to deal with all these people drinking this much booze.
Yeah, yeah. New Orleans and the French Quarter has a handle on it. Obviously, things can go wrong, but yeah, they're going to have to get that same handle. You mentioned in our discussion the effect there was so much neon, right? Well, that's where this goes. We all know who Blake Shelton is, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has a...
He's married to that other girl.
Yeah, yeah, the hollerback girl. Old Red is the name of his building, and he was being sued because, now what's the name of it? Old Red?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So what he did is he took lights. He didn't paint it. He took lights and shone it on the building, so the building was red.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How much could go wrong? Well, here we go.
Come on.
According to the Tennessean newspaper, 2019, the Metro Historic Zoning Commission filed a lawsuit against Ryman Hospitality, it's a company that owns it, asking them to stop bathing the exterior of Old Red's honky tonk in red light. Okay, complaint was filed in General Sessions Court in Nashville. My statement would be, okay, that would be it.
Yeah.
I would say, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a historical location. I do appreciate it, and I'd shut the lights off.
Right.
Or I'd make the lights white so the original colors would show through. Oh, no.
They want him out of that area?
Well, later in 2019, Blake Shelton actually took them to court. Lost.
Ouch, ouch.
The building is in the historic area and cannot be changed from its outward appearance, to which I would have argued it's lights. It's only this color at night.
Right.
During the day, it's other colors. And they said, nope, nitty, nope, nope, nope. Turn the lights off.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think I would have turned them off for good. I'd been like, all right, good night, y'all.
I think there's just a whole lot of dumb in that last story.
Ooh.
Here's Blake Shelton on Rock School.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. Headed north to Tennessee, and Old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have you treated for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
We're going to wrap up with one more of these interesting what's happening with a bar in downtown Nashville. You know the artist Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
His bar has not yet opened. It's expected to open sometime in 2024. It is expected to be called This Bar and Tennessee Kitchen. Wow, they name bars with a lot of letters.
Why?
Down there.
Why?
It is expected to be, ready?
Uh-huh.
6 stories tall.
Wow.
Okay, that's going to be a lot of people
to
do that. That's a lot of bar, obviously.
That's a lot of bad food. When you go that big, you can't make the food good. I'm just saying.
Well, what I was thinking, I hate to admit how much brain power I put on this. why not turn, like, the first floor, that's where the dance is, and some stand-up bars. Why not then have, on, like, the second floor, just straightforward food that is cooked like you're at a campfire? Literally have old men with big, giant handlebar mustaches cooking the stuff you would eat on, like, a cattle drive.
Okay. Gotcha.
The floor on top of that is everything fried. Chicken fried steak, what have you. The floor on top of that is the fine dining. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like chicken and waffles, but it's chicken and waffles that you would get like in, you know, some fancy restaurant in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, really just turning it up to 10. And then have something else on the next one. And then on the top one, make it a like a cigar bar. And because you're up top.
Right.
And you can just be in the outside.
Right.
Yeah, see, if you do it that way, but if it's just bar, 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 bar.
Look, he's gonna have people falling out of that bar. I'm just saying, six stories.
Six
like
stories.
That?
Yeah.
He should have done a couple of trailers and just had people.
Couple of trailers.
Just put it in a trailer and just call it the trailer bar.
Why not?
Keep it simple.
Why not? However, what I was finding was there are people that are concerned what's going to happen at this place because Wallen cannot stop doing dumb things.
Yes.
2020, he's kicked out of Kid Rock's bar and arrested. Why? He was drop kicking glasses around the place. Dum de dum dum.
This is not the person you want to own a bar.
Just 1 week before he was set to make his appearance on Saturday Night Live in 2020, videos of the singer drinking and making out with women at packed bars and grabbing them where he shouldn't and being without a mask got him in trouble. He got kicked off and replaced by Jack White. You know what's funny?
What?
Is the sexual thing isn't what did it. What did it is he wasn't wearing a mask. Okay, fine.
COVID.
And then on 2020, he has to pull out of a headlining festival in Georgia over COVID. Yeah. He's replaced by Lee Bryce and is sued for $1 million by the thing. And then on 2021, video emerges of Wallen using a racial slur meant all of his music being pulled from radio and streaming. He was also suspended from his record label, but blatantly he's back. On 2021, in October, he's banned from attending the American Music Awards because of a racial slur. 2023, Wallen cancels his concert in Mississippi minutes before he's slated to take the stage, claims he lost his voice, and now there's a class action suit against him. This ain't the guy you want running a bar.
No.
Yeah, so there
no.
you go. You know, I got to admit, his music is clever. We're going to play Whiskey Glasses, and he likes the wordplay, poor me. You know, pour me another. It's clever stuff. But this fella just can't seem to get a handle on his own existence.
Oh, he needs to get his life together before he, you know, tries to mess up somebody else's.
Yeah, he needs to be that owner that has a guaranteed seat at the bar and basically just lets people who know what they're doing run it.
Walk away.
Who knows? So that wraps it up. I'm Joe Burns.
Oh, this was a lot of fun.
It was. I like the stories. I hate that it began with the death of a young man in Nashville, but it's at least a cautionary tale to both people who are going and people who are running these places. You got to keep an eye on people.
Yep, that's the
truth.
Got to
keep an eye on people. So there you go. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
Done. Class is dismissed.
Pour me another drink. Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line 'em up and knock 'em down. Two more, let's go. Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna